This is part one of a two-part interview with Douglas County Health Director Dr. Adi Poor. It's time for another edition of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so kindly for tuning in today. Very special guest whom you've either heard on the radio or seen on television at some point in time. She is the Douglas County Health Director, Dr. Adi Poor, and she joins me now on Live and Local. Dr. Poor, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
No question. We already know there's a pandemic going on. And unfortunately, the numbers recently are going in the wrong direction for the entire country, but specifically the state of Nebraska. And there's been a new campaign that the Omaha Community Foundation and Douglas County Health Department has kind of teamed up to put together. And I was wondering if you could tell us about it today.
I'm glad to tell you about it because we all realize that education is probably the number one issue that we all need to listen to. And so the campaign is Do Right Right Now. It has kind of an urgency in it. And I tell you, we didn't know this when we started to talk about this idea in September. We didn't know how appropriate it was to start this campaign now in November when we are seeing these increases in numbers. But it is a really unique campaign in the sense that more than 20 media outlets came together in September. We proposed to them the idea of a campaign that would go 6 to 9 months, would include flu vaccine, would include potential mass vaccination, information about that. And we had a little wrinkle. We didn't have any money. Actually, so it took about a minute till we presented the proposal, till the first media outlet said, we are in and we want to do this. And from then on, every single one of them said, we want to contribute, we want to be part of this campaign. We are realizing how important it is to give information to the public in a comprehensive way, but also that it doesn't matter what radio station you are listening to, it doesn't matter what TV outlet you are listening to, you're getting the same message. And so that's where we are right now. We were able to announce that last week, and we are moving forward pretty rapidly at this time.
Dr. Poor, the goal of this is basically the dissemination of information, about how to keep from passing this horrible illness to other citizens, other members of your family, what to do to keep yourself from getting sick, from the washing of hands and the cleaning of objects and doing all these things. Are you surprised at the lack of focus that seems to happen? We're focused for a while and everybody behaves and the numbers go down and then something happens.
Yes, you know, Mike, I'm surprised and not surprised because we are a country of many different philosophies, many different behaviors. And so for really one message to affect everyone in the same way is probably not realistic. Have I been frustrated sometimes? Yes. Are we all tired and fatigued about these messages? Yes. But hopefully with this campaign, we can kind of show that these are normal people who are affected. And one message may not ring through to you, but the second one may, or the third one may. So I don't think it is enough for us to stop messaging, but we need to disseminate more and more information in the hope that some of these messages are reaching the right population or most of the population.
Given your medical expertise and your experience, and you are privy to numbers and to things that are happening behind the scenes, you know, we had some very exciting news this week. We're up to, I think, 3 different vaccines that I know 2 of them claim to be in the plus 90% effective range. The other one, I think, was rated at 75% effective, something like that. So you get to see a lot of these things before the general public does. How do you see the next 6 months, 12 months going for this country and specifically for Nebraska?
Yeah, you know, I wish I would have a crystal ball. I'm still hesitant to see how we are going to move forward because there is so much hesitancy in the public in general about vaccine and about vaccine safety. So I do think we are going to have some challenges as we move forward with these vaccines that are going to be on the market, hopefully by the middle of December, one or two of them. But I do think it is great hope for those individuals who are vulnerable, who at this time have no chance. They have no way of knowing if the person who is visiting them is asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic, and they actually could be infected and affected by it in a very dismal way. So I do think I'm looking forward to it, but I also realize that it is not going to be an easy road.
Please join us Monday at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. for the conclusion of my interview with Dr. Adi Poor here on KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio.